Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. This is a special update from earlier. Today is Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016, and there's been some very pertinent information that we think it's very important to convey to our listeners. So, Dr. Nyman, thank you for joining us again on such a short notice.
Okay, Ryan, thank you. Yeah, the reason we're adding this update is because the Florida Department of Health didn't release today's update until after 8 o'clock tonight, and it wasn't clear that they were actually going to put out an update today because there had been a release this morning out of Governor Rick Scott's office that identified the case in Pinellas County, as well as added four more to Wynwood. There wasn't a whole lot of information in that press release. Some of the media reports indicated that the Pinellas County case was probably in St. Petersburg, and that the location of the infection wasn't clear because they just had the one case, and that person had traveled to at least one adjacent county. But they did say that the adjacent county or counties was in the Tampa Bay region, and as we mentioned earlier, Tampa Bay is about 250 miles northwest of Miami. So regardless of whether it was in Pinellas County or if it was in adjacent Hillsborough County, it would still be a local case that is at quite a distance from the Miami cases. And that is the reason it got so much news coverage. The press release that was issued from the Department of Health tonight gave some more insight and raised some intriguing questions about some of the other investigations. As I had mentioned earlier, the Pinellas outbreak would not be just the third area. But there were, in fact, four current active investigations in Miami-Dade in addition to the Wynwood cluster as well as the Miami Beach. And there was also an investigation in Palm Beach. And now there's an investigation in Pinellas County. So Pinellas would only be the third area if all of the other investigations turn negative. And some of the data that came in the press release is kind of intriguing as to what the status of some of these investigations are. What came out tonight was that the four positives that were added to Wynwood were added today because the Department of Health was waiting for a confirmation on the antibody test. Now, it's of note that the antibody test was almost certainly used because the urine test was negative, but these cases were symptomatic. So since they were symptomatic, they were in Wynwood, they almost certainly had a link to the other positive cases. It was likely that they were going to be positive, but by the time the urine samples were collected, the virus had already been cleared from the urine, so they were negative, and they had to do an antibody test. Now, I believe that the antibody test is done by Department of Health in Florida. It's kind of a preliminary test to see if the blood has antibodies to Zika. And if that's positive, then to confirm this actually due to Zika and not due to cross-reactivity with chikungunya or dengue, they have to send the samples to the CDC, and get a confirmation that the sample, the predominant activity is coming from Zika, and that if there's any activity against chikungunya or dengue, it's at a significantly lower level than it is in Zika, confirming that it is actually a Zika infection. And apparently that is what happened. And so on the table, on the listing of samples for each of the investigations, they have a separate page now for active investigations for Wynnewood. There had been four samples that had been pending since August 12th. And then today they were confirmed. So the number of pending samples went from 4 to 0, and the number of positives increased by 4. And in reality, when they updated their table, they actually increased it by 6. So they now have 29 positives in Wynnewood, whereas yesterday they had 23. So it's the 4 that had the antibody test, and then 2 more were probably some miscount. And so there really now are 29 positives in Wynnewood. Then there are really 6 investigations that are still active that are outside of Wynnewood or Miami Beach. 4 of them are in Miami-Dade. There's the one that's in Palm Beach County, and there's the one that just got started in Pinellas County. Now, the table that they updated tonight at like 8:05 shows that for Pinellas, they have actually collected 3 samples. They don't have any results yet from those 3 samples. But it does indicate that they are at least collecting some samples in a timely manner. A couple of the Miami-Dade outbreaks, they really haven't collected any samples yet. And it's really unclear why there have been no samples collected, because some of these go back to August 17th when they first reported them. And, almost a full week now since they reported those cases, they still don't show that they've collected any samples. But what's of interest is the result that they have from Wynnewood, where it's the 4 samples that were pending, apparently were pending because for a long time period, because they were waiting confirmation of the antibody test. And in the case of Wynnewood, they ran that antibody test on samples that were symptomatic. Now, it's worth noting that a couple of the Miami-Dade investigations do follow that pattern, where they've had samples pending for quite some time in the what they consider their 3rd investigation of Miami-Dade. They had 5 samples collected on August 15th and had results on just 1 of them, so 4 were pending. Then they added another sample on August 17th, and it was also in the pending category. So they have had 6 samples collected, 1 negative, and 5 pending since August 17th, and 4 of those have been pending since August 15th. Now, if it follows the same pattern as Wynnewood, it'll be a couple more days before they get confirmation. But if they're really running antibody tests on cases that are symptomatic, that are associated with a positive case, in all likelihood, the antibody test that was positive and they're getting confirmation positive locally in Florida and needing confirmation at CDC are likely to be positive. And so they really have 5 cases that they're in this pending category for quite some time in the 3rd investigation for Miami-Dade. And then they have a similar situation in the 4th investigation for Miami-Dade, where they have only 2 samples collected, but those 2 samples have been pending since August 17th. So it's entirely possible that the samples that are listed in the pending category for an extended time period are listed because they really already have a local positive, and they are simply waiting for the CDC to confirm that the positive antibody test for Zika is not due to some type of cross-reactivity with antibodies against dengue or chikungunya. And since these cases are connected to a case that's already been determined to be positive for Zika, these other cases are likely to be positive also. That may explain why in the CDC media presser on Friday, they had said that Zika has been confirmed in Miami Beach as well as Wynwood. But as far as pregnant cases, or not cases, pregnant people in the area are people thinking of going to Miami-Dade, that they should consider avoiding Miami-Dade even if they're going to areas outside of Miami Beach and Wynwood. And that may be because they are fully aware that these other locations that have zero confirmed but have multiple samples that are pending, that they're pending because they already have given a positive on the antibody test for Zika, and they're awaiting confirmation by the CDC that they are indeed positive for Zika and have a much lower level for chikungunya or dengue. So the results today may be hinting that multiple locations in Miami-Dade are in fact going to be positive for active transmission. And just as a reminder, it's the active transmission that is creating the confusion, because active transmission means that it's gone one step beyond a local transmission. So they have a case that hasn't traveled, was affected by mosquitoes, but they don't have a second case to identify precisely where that infection happened, or that is due to mosquitoes that are actively transmitting. So there are multiple cases. So right now there's only two locations that fit that definition, and therefore in the updates they say they believe there's only two regions of active transmission. However, confirmation of these pending cases would move things beyond, would basically make that statement false. And it would indicate that there's active transmission in multiple cases in Miami-Dade, and it would lead to the CDC at a minimum of making all of Miami-Dade a area to be avoided by pregnant women. So there's quite a bit of insight that comes from today's update. You know, one other area in Miami-Dade, they finally did collect, you know, a bigger number of samples where they have two that have been pending. They now added 18 more samples. So they went from 8 to 26, and most of those have not been confirmed yet. They have 26 collected, and 6 have been negative, but 2 have been pending for a long time, and now there's 20 that are pending. And this table on the active investigations is beginning to suggest, based upon the pending samples, that there may indeed be multiple areas in Miami-Dade that are positive for active transmission, as evidenced by multiple cases in each of these investigation areas. So that kind of wraps things up, but it kind of, validates what we said earlier, that it's likely that there's going to be a lot of activity in Florida, and multiple areas in Florida will raise the question of exactly how widespread is the local mosquito infections in other states, especially those that are bordering the Gulf of Mexico. That wraps it up for right now.
Okay, well, thank you for that update, Dr. Nyman. To our listeners, you can visit our website at recombinomics.co for all the latest Zika news information, and we will be updating you guys in the coming days and weeks ahead, and we will do these any special as the information unfolds. Thank you, everyone, and have a good day.